thinking about the times when you had nothing on. Had no clue you would do this to me, but I'ma pull up on ya. That's just the way it go. You been acting brand new, I had no way to know. Now I'm looking at you, you don't know where to go. And you did that to yourself, shorty, way to go, way to go. Pull up on ya, pulling up. That's just the way it go. You been acting brand new, I had no way to know. Now I'm looking at you, you don't know where to go. And you did that to yourself, shorty, way to go. Whatever I say, go. You call me saying you want them relations, I tell you to lay it low. Trust me, I'm going to get to this money no matter which way I go. No matter which way I go. But you'll know the way when I pull up on ya. You never say no. You know that I live my life like a movie, so you should just play a role. Action. I know sometimes I be saying it fast and you want me to say it slow. Ain't no way I'ma say it slow. Cause ain't nothing to say when I pull up on ya. That's just the way it go. You been acting brand new, I had no way to know. Now I'm looking at you, you don't know where to go. And you did that to yourself, shorty, way to go, way to go.
Man, I'm out here.
You know.
Way too many breakups this year. I gotta make up this year.
I gotta make up for this year. I gotta make up for lost time. Don't talk about brains cause I lost mine. And I have been a long time ago. Straight up, up, up is where I'ma go. Looking for that thing, I got me a bad thing. I asked where she from, she say Morocco. I'm well respected and I'm well connected. It's safe to say that I'm like El Chapo. Safe to say that I'm gon' pull up on ya. No one gon' shit when I pull up on ya. Taking an L if you bet on him. You know damn well I'm a threat on them. Pull up on ya. That's just the way it goes. You been acting brand new, I had no way to know. Now I'm looking at you, you don't know where to go. And you did that to yourself, shorty, way to go, way to go.
Back in my threat when I pull up. Back in my threat when I pull up. Back in my threat when I pull up. Bet I'm a threat when I pull up. Back in my threat when I pull up. Back in my threat when I pull up. Bet I'm a threat when I pull up. Bet I'm a threat when I pull up.
You gon' miss me when I have to pull up on you. Sorry, not sorry, cause I had to. You cannot do what you do. You cannot run from the truth. Sorry, I had to, I had to, I had to, I had to just pull up.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By Here. This is a song by a band called Bob Mould.
Crashing, it settles in like cancer.
right, WMFO in Medford, Sky by here with Chris Rogers.
Hey.
And you just heard The Neighborhood's local band with Pure and Easy. Before that, opened this thing with Bob Mould, song called Fix It. Chris is in the midst. First, I want to thank you for coming down from New Hampshire.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. But he's in the midst of a northeast, I guess you'd call it northeast, and a little jaunt.
Yeah, jaunt's a good word.
Jersey shows and...
It's the best word I've used, actually. I've been saying group of shows. What do you say?
I'm going with jaunt.
It's like five shows or six shows, something like that.
So how'd it come together, this little, what are we going to call it?
I think all the bands that are on the Underground Garage keep in touch with the Underground Garage and are always trying to kind of pick their brains about stuff. And one of the guys that works there, executive producer might be his title, suggested that we do some shows together. And a lot of time that doesn't actually work out in the end. A lot of people say you should do some shows with different people, but for whatever reason it doesn't work out.
Chemistry and all that.
Yeah, or whatever. And especially with bands from so far away that have never met before.
Right.
And this was from Soraya, who's from Philly, in my band. And we played with Jeremy and the Harlequins, too, who are from New York City.
Yeah, I was telling you off here, I caught them with a connection at Plow and Stars. I was impressed with them quite a bit.
Yeah, I liked them a lot, actually. I couldn't believe how they have this one song that's been in my head for like the last 5 days, whatever it is.
I guess you'd call them a bit of a throwback, right? That sound?
Yeah. It's kind of like a little bit more, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, like with more distortion,
right,
or something like that.
I'm a huge Buddy Holly guy, too.
Yeah, they look just like the Hamburg Beatles, too.
Leather
jackets
look
and stuff, yeah. And like hair slicked back. Yeah, they look cool.
I wish there was someone at a different venue, but and as you said, they were just here at, where were they?
I think it was at Brighton Music Hall.
Yeah, they were. I didn't make that show, but yeah, I liked them a lot. So, I mean, that's a good bill you put together there, though.
Yeah, I was surprised and happy it actually worked out. And I went out and played with Soraya out in L.A. too, that all because of this little tour thing that we got going on. So that was really cool. And they've never been to Boston before, so they're excited about that. And then we're playing up in Portland, Maine too. And I hope people are excited about that, because I don't think Little Steven's Underground Garage like present shows have ever been to Maine, and maybe they'll never.
Yeah.
Maybe they never will again.
We'll see. Yeah. Is that the last date of the?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Jersey shows were good? You had, what, two in Jersey already?
Yeah. The Jersey shows were really good. It was good to get out of town and have a good show, which is hard to do most of the time. So the first show was at this place, Roxy and Duke's, which was really great. And then the second one was at this place called The Record Collector, which is a record store with, like, a stage and a PA and everything. So that was pretty rad, too.
Good venues.
Yeah, great venues. Especially at the record store, you wouldn't think there'd be great sound.
Right.
But it was great. They mic'd everything up. They had a great PA and everything, so.
Yeah, I told you about Store 54 in Alston, which is a similar thing. It's a record store. They might even be a bit of a clothing store. There were garments everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's a band in here. But yeah, they saw the Stupidity were there with Andrea Gillis. And yeah, it sounded great.
The worst thing for a band, though, is like you end up spending more money.
Yeah, you buy 15 vinyls.
You say, oh, I got to get that. I never see that at home. Got to get that, you know.
Wow. All right. Well, we got Chris's new single, Rock and Roll Radio, here, which I've heard. It's fantastic. And I'm going to play that for you, play a few tunes, and we'll be back and talk some more. But right now, this is Rock and Roll Radio.
Could be the end. You
All right. You just heard The Connection with Stop Talking. Kurt Baker Band, just a little bit. Chris Rogers' new single, Rock and Roll Radio. Fantastic song, Chris.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the show this Friday night at the Midway. And I was telling Chris that one of the things I love about the Midway is the parking situation. If you go to most clubs in Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, I generally plan on going like 20 minutes, half an hour before I want to get there.
Yeah.
Circle the block like 4 or 5 times. I've never gone to the Midway and not been able to pull up pretty much within like 30 feet of the place.
Yeah, it's always great parking there.
Because there's not a lot around there, but it's a good club. It's got a nice stage. It's a good club compared to a lot of clubs that have been around here.
Yeah, the sound there too is always great out front. Anyways, I always love watching bands play there.
Yeah, I heard you. I might have read it on Facebook. There's some sort of surprise announcement Friday night.
Yeah, we're gonna make a surprise announcement.
We gotta wait
to
find out.
Yeah, for sure. I think I already told you, but
oh, did you?
Yeah.
Lafayette, and I missed it. See, that's what a surprise.
Yeah.
The Black Souls are gonna be on that bill.
Yeah. I don't really know those guys very well.
I've seen them a couple of times. I don't know if I have anything. I don't have anything with me, but there might be something here in the system, and I'll try and pull that up later. And who is it? Just Soraya? How are you pronounce it?
Soraya,
you guys,
yeah.
Black Souls, and who?
The Connection too. Yeah.
Oh, that's a Connection.
Yep. So
and Brad will double.
Yeah.
Bass with you guys and.
Yeah. I think I'll probably do the same. Play keys with them.
Yeah.
We're my band, Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems, are playing first. Then the Black Souls, then Soraya, and then the Connection. So Brad and I will be, you know, we'll be bookends. For the night,
Is this his first foray into playing bass with a band, Brad?
I think, yeah, it is, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But it's going okay.
Yeah, it's going good, yeah. He actually offered, which is great, because I have a weird situation in my band. I really like the way that Kurt Baker plays bass on all the records.
Right.
And it's hard.
He's not here.
But he's not here, yeah. And it's hard to get somebody who is cool with not playing on the records.
Yeah.
But cool playing all the shows like the records.
Kurt lives in Spain now.
Yeah. Right?
And how's he doing with all the problems over there? Nothing's really, Spain's been with terrorism. Spain's been okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I assume it has been, yeah.
Did you guys ever play Belgium?
We played in Belgium, yeah. But not in Brussels. We haven't, now, yeah. We just played in some smaller towns like I think it's Geel is how you say it, but it's spelled like Geel, something like that. And we played in Antwerp.
Scary stuff, but I guess you got to continue to. I was talking to Evan from Muck this a few days ago, and he said that I think they've been going to Europe for like something crazy, like 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
And I think the first time they exclusively played Belgium, he told me.
Yeah, I think they usually go to Italy.
Yeah,
and
Spain.
Yeah. And you got to do like one French show in between just to drive through it.
Taste the wine.
Is it
a wine thing, France?
Yeah, get the wine and run.
Yeah. All right, I'm actually gonna play the other single off of that "Let Go" off of the Rock and Roll Radio "Let Go" release Chris just put out. See if I have any Black Souls. Throw some Connection in there, and then we'll be back in a little bit. This is right now though. This is "Let Go."
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey girl, I'm calling all stations, blowing down the wire tonight. I'm singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right. We'll be right back.
Just heard Bruce Springsteen, Meet Me in the City. That was one that didn't make the River album cut, but it's on the Ties That Bind, the River Collection, which is a new, I guess you'd call it, a release of, well, all the songs that didn't make it. And before that, we had Chris Rogers, of course, with Let Go. We also played a Chris Rogers in here that I didn't... Oh, Headlines. We played Headlines, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Headlines. Forgot to put some stuff in here. Sometimes when I have a guest and I get... Because we're talking and I forget to log what I'm supposed to be logging in here. Anyway, before Chris came down, I asked him to maybe bring along some of an artist or two that influenced him quite a bit. I think it's pretty obvious, but...
Yeah.
You get some Elton John with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can hear it even in everything. Obviously, the keyboard, the vocals, the...
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, too. Yeah, like maybe I guess people could maybe not notice, but...
Maybe. I mean, I guess they couldn't, but yeah.
I feel like I even look like him sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Especially with the new, slightly new do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to do, you're going to have to come with big bows soon. And
oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm working on that.
The glasses, get the glasses all styled up. We were talking, though. The unique thing I think about him is how Bernie writes all the lyrics, Elton writes all the music. And for a long time, it's like 10, I don't know, a long time, but certainly for a few years when I first started, because obviously I like Elton John a lot, too. I don't play him a lot, but I do like him a lot. I've seen him like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I
haven't.
No?
I know. I should. Yeah. No.
Damn.
No. Yeah. You would think that I would have done that by now, but...
Yeah, and he's great. I've seen him 3 or 4 times, but like I know the first 2 or 3 times I didn't had no idea that he didn't like write lyrics, everything. And then someone told me, you know, he doesn't write any of the lyrics for his songs. I said, you're kidding me. And you were telling me him and Bernie, so obviously they could be in like separate states and they don't really have to collaborate. He probably just gives them, here's some lyrics, here's some music, and it works like that. And like I don't think they're in the same room necessarily.
No, yeah, I think that Bernie just gives him a stack of lyrics, and Elton goes through them. And I saw an interview that said that Elton said he doesn't ever change a word either.
Yeah,
you know, he'll repeat things for choruses, right, and stuff like that. But it's a pretty weird relationship that somehow
I don't know
works.
Of any other that's successful.
Especially writing so many hits.
Yeah, he's a hit machine. It's he kind of took a weird turn there with the. I don't know. We started doing some Lion King stuff and whatnot, and I mean, I imagine he must have a ton of albums out, CDs, whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
He must have a ton out. I stopped like getting his music a while ago, but I know he's very prolific. Like he's I think he's starting to like have a resurgence too.
Yeah, he put an album out, or there is one out now. Yeah, yeah. And then he had one like a year or two ago, The Diving Board.
You should catch him once before you.
Yeah,
these guys are getting old.
I know. I just saw Leon last summer, which was like, I haven't seen Billy Joel either. Russell was the first guy. Yeah.
Although, don't go to Fenway.
Yeah, I haven't seen a show there, but it's not good, huh?
No, I mean, I saw Bruce there just because he's my guy. Like, he's the only guy I would go there. And I was like right down front. But talk about a horrible acoustic place. I mean, it's a ballpark.
Oh, I can imagine,
But anyway, let's get back to some music. I'm going to play something by Nato Coles, but then we're going to play some Elton John, and we'll be back.
I feel that it's real. I'm on trial and I'm here again. Your prison, like a coin in your mint, I am dented and I'm spent with hot treason. Through a glass eye, your throne is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tame. Take me to the pilot, I'm but a stranger. Take me to the pilot, lead me through the tame. Take me to the pilot, I'm
All right. We're just about out of here. It is 8:53 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Sky Bar Rising. Chris Rogers, kind enough to come down and join me. Thanks a lot for coming down again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'll be there Friday night. You know right that. On. We just heard a couple Elton John songs. The Cage, Take Me to the Pilot. Off is his first, the second CD, I guess.
Second one, yeah. It's called Elton John, yeah.
Same title. So I'm glad that you dug back and pulled a few that people might not, although I did know Take Me to the Pile. I think that's one of his bigger ones. Not like top 15, 20, but if you like Elton John, you know that song.
Totally, yeah.
But I didn't know The Cage. So thanks for playing that, but I'm going to play a couple tunes before they turn this thing over. Once again, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll see you Friday night. This is a band called The Struts, and I'll see you. Thanks.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now because the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past.
I gotta say one more time, WMFO in Medford. Thanks. See ya.
Matchbooks and the cigarettes light your silhouette, except to say anything. Space is a mess, you think, buy you another drink. Another drink, anything you want. Time that you lose your friends back to my place. I don't wanna talk, I want everything. Driving me home, or you're driving me home.